I believe. I see. I want to help you excel for you to go beyond where you were before last year. So I'm here to help you manifest your dreams into reality.
And you know what? You know what? Listeners, if you get past this point, please, okay, I beg you. If anyone who's listened to this episode and gets to this point, I need to go to Super Anime Podcast with 3 U's on Instagram and just type in a DM, Excel. That's what I want you to do.
Yes.
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kage Yoshi.
Welcome anime fans to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, let's start the show. Welcome to another episode of Super Anime Podcast. Now, if you're listening to this, you might be in 2024. If that's the case, Happy New Year. If not, you might be on the cusp of 2024. So, Happy New Year regardless. 2024 is the year of fineness, refinement. The year of... I don't know why he's laughing. Why is that funny?
It was the way he did it. You said it, it made me look like he's thinking of a word here, and he just said fineness.
Refinement.
There we go.
Crispiness. Mm-hmm. A year of slickness. Mm-hmm. A year of knowing thyself.
Okay.
To greater heights.
Uh-huh.
A year of... You know how those 2024 New Year's...
Go.
It's going to be a year of excellence, a year of manifestation, a year of...
It's taking shots.
I'm not saying those things aren't true, but, you know, you can only manifest so much. You got to get out there and do the work, people.
Yeah,
you can't manifest something into existence. You have to get out there and do the work.
You have to do the work. That's true. That is true.
So, yes, it could be a year of manifestations if you are doing the work, yes. You know? We would manifest this as, say, a year of the podcast even growing better.
Uh-huh.
We can't manifest it if we're not doing the podcast, you know?
Exactly.
So
there you go.
Yeah. So, yes, we want it to be a year of excellence for you, a year of prosperity,
uh-huh.
A year of wisdom, success, a year that you can go beyond what you went before the previous year, a year that you can excel, uh-huh. Rise, and deliver uh-huh. your best self. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
This will be your year.
Wait, carry on. Do it again.
This will be a year of greatness. A year that you, sitting there, will rise up, excel, and go beyond your limits.
Amen.
You will go further than you were before last year. 2023 is behind you. 2024 is in front of you. It's going to be a year that you, mm-hmm. yes, you listen out there, mm-hmm. will find your manifestation. Oh my gosh. But yes, look, no shade or anything like that. I actually do like those positive motivational videos. I just find them funny, but they actually do
they motivate
me, especially Eric Thompson, or is it Eric Thomas, sorry, Goggins, Les Brown, all these people,
He's like, you gotta, when you fall down, you gotta fall down looking up so you can get back up.
You have fall down looking up so you can get back up.
So you can see yourself getting back up. Oh, that was just too funny, man. Oh, I love those guys. It's just the, you know, why are you just sitting there? You know, you want to be great? Get up, move. You can't just sit there. But anyway, sorry. We've gone 4 minutes just talking about, you know, 2024 and 24. Greatness, and I apologize for that. Let's get back onto anime. But you listen right now. You listen right now. I honestly do wish you greatness in 2024 if this is the year that you're listening into. But anyway, whichever way you're listening this, 2023, 2025, or whatever, I wish you all the best in terms of what your goals are and what you want to achieve.
Pick one
What
thing.
Do we want to achieve?
Yeah, go for
sorry,
it.
Go on, sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, pick one thing and go for it. Just pick one thing.
By all
just
means. Pick one thing by all and go means. For it. We're picking to try and be the best podcast we can be, especially the number one in the UK. We already are. But what we want to do is excel and be the number one in Europe.
All right.
So, as the number one UK podcast, we're looking to be the number one in Europe. So, if you want to help us, usually say that's at the end, but we're going to bring this. We're going to start something new. We're going to ask someone. Bring it forward. Okay. Get you to bring the collection up front first. You know?
Turn to your neighbor and say hello. And whilst you're at it, tell them about the podcast. That's right. We'll pause. Go for it. Reach your phone book. Go to WhatsApp. Go to iMessage. Go to your email and tell them about the Super Anime Podcast right this second. Let them know the greatness. Let them know the greatness. Let them know what they're missing out on. Let them know what they can manifest in their life if they don't have the podcast in their life. Go for it. Go forth. Prosper.
Oh, gosh. Oh. So, as we ask you to help us, you know, we've been doing this now for 4 years. 4 years we've been entertaining.
It'll be 4 years this year, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, this year will be 4 years. So, 3.5 years, but we're coming up to 4 years. So, well, I say 4 years. 4 years in 2024, August. But yeah, 3.5 years, but we're coming up to 4 years. And we'd like to think we've been entertaining you, we've been making you laugh. We've been giving you some good tidbits of knowledge and also some tidbits of laughter and joy. So please, if you enjoy the podcast, as always, hit 5-star on your app that you're listening to.
5-star.
Thank you. I said hit 5-star on the app you're listening to.
5-star.
I said hit 5-star on the app you're listening to.
5-star. Loud and clear.
That's right.
It's not your subconscious anymore.
Say it clear. It's not your subconscious.
It's in your conscious.
It's in your conscious.
Rate it 5-star.
Hey, bring it. Manifest a 5-star in your life and bring it to you. Yes, it's 8 minutes in and we're not talking about anime, but we have an important message to relay to you today. This is important. This is very important, people. We've been giving you 3.5 years of our blood, sweat, and tears, of our daddy jokes, of our not funny jokes to some of you. But please, if you're listening right now, you've passed the 8-minute mark and you're still with us, then I know you're a true super light. You are someone who messes with me and Solo. You are someone who adores the podcast. So please, hit 5-star if you haven't. I know we ask this a lot, but we're serious. Please, hit 5-star and press the follow, subscribe button if you haven't pressed the follow, subscribe button already. As I mentioned before, 70% of people who've listened to the podcast have not hit the follow or subscribe button. It's a shame.
It's too easy.
It's a shame. Easy.
Just move your thumb.
And that's
it. Just move it up. Just double tap it. Pap, pap. It's done. That's all you need. Yeah. That's all you need.
Follow. Subscribe.
Are we not deserving of your thumb moving up? Just up. Tap tap. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Solo's giving you all his best bold and tips.
That's all it takes.
Huh? Yeah. He told you about his bold brush and how to really, really shine your head if you're a bold. Like, this guy's giving you gold out here. Honestly. This don't come on any other podcast.
so funny.
I heard that 2024 is gonna give you beard game now, because you know he's got great beard. So 2024 is gonna give you some beard game. You know, tell you what, tell you what creams, although, you know, to be honest, brushes to use.
I just to throw a spider into your whole speech. I almost cut it off the other day.
Just gonna just be there looking like a Malteser. Just do not cut it off, my friend. Do not cut it off.
Gosh, a Malteser.
He will look like a full blown Malteser with eyes and lips. Please do not cut it off. But yeah, he's gonna give you some beard game. Look, so let's not let Solo cut it off. If you're giving us the 5 stars, if you're following and subscribing, he's gonna know that you guys want those tips. You know? And for the ladies, Ed's gonna sing, you know, for the 20% of you that listen to the podcast, you know, you may not like it, but he's gonna sing anyway. So please, 5 star, press the follow, subscribe.
Oh, gosh.
And let's get this super anime podcast stratospheric in 2024.
And that was the end of this week's episode of the Super Anime Podcast. Catch us next week when we do this all again.
Nah, you gotta get the ending song. Woo! I have a podcast. Oh, today I have, and we're gonna make it great. Say anyway. So look, we've ran over, arcs over. If you're still listening to us, thank you so much.
Welcome, if you're still here, thank you.
the one person who said, I believe, I see, I want to help you excel for you to go beyond where you were before last year. So I'm here to help you manifest your dreams into reality.
You know what? Listeners, if you get past this point, please, okay, I beg you. If anyone who's listened to this episode and gets to this point, I need to go to Super Anime Podcast with 3 U's on Instagram and just type in a DM, Excel. That's what I want you to do. So
yes.
Discord listeners, just say Excel. As soon as you get to this point, just say Excel.
I will know exactly what you mean.
E-X-E-L-L. Excel.
What?
E-X-E-L-L. Excel.
No.
E-X-E-L-L. Excel.
You stupid.
E-X-C-E-L, Solo. You can't even spell.
Oh, my God. What did I say? E-X.
E-X-C-E. You said E-X-E.
That's right. I wanted to spell it wrong so they know the
Solo.
Way.
No, Solo. We can't excel by spelling Excel wrong. Oh, my. Someone get me a new co-host. What is this? E-X-C-E-L, people. Oh my goodness.
Like Microsoft Excel. Yes, so.
Type that in our Super Anime Podcast. Whether it be Instagram. Please. I don't know if you can message on TikTok, but if you can, TikTok too as well.
TikTok or
Facebook, whatever.
Just DM us.
Excel.
Discord, just type in Excel.
All right, let's get to anime.
We've
excelled this way too much.
We've gone too far.
And we apologize. Not usual. If you're new here, this is not usual.
This is not normal. We normally jump in.
Nah, we usually get straight into it, but we're trying something new for our 2024 offerings.
This is you gotta try 2024 offerings. We're passing the collection plate round at the beginning of the service.
We got to try something new, you know. See if that works. You know, got to shock the system. Yeah, Solo waving his white flag or whatever.
Too much, man. That's too much.
All right, so 2024 anime. What animes are going to excel in 2024? See what I did there. Mm-hmm. All right, so in 2024, we found an article by Dex. I want to say it's Dexerto or Dexerto. Dexerto. And basically, this publication has said these are going to be the most anticipated upcoming anime in 2024. So I haven't seen past 6, so we're going to go down from 10 to 1. I scrolled and I said to myself, actually, I want to go through this live on the podcast just so you can see my reactions and Solo's reaction as well. So first on the list at number 10 is Dan Da Dan. Sounds like Dan Da Dan. So Dan Da Dan.
Things about this show, actually.
Have you? I've never heard about it.
I've heard good things about it. Yeah. Okay.
It says long before the official announcement, rumors and anime adaptation of the popular Shonen Jump series Dan Da Dan Dan was circulating around. The anime series will debut in 2024, but the release window has yet to be revealed. Mm-hmm. The story follows Momo Aisi, and her classmate, yeah. Okoran. Mm-hmm. While Momo believes in ghosts, Okoran thinks aliens are real. Okay, I won't go more than there because I don't want to spoil it. But yeah. Apparently it's hilarious. Looks like it's going to be a comedy anime. So
it looks funny. It looks like it could be good, yeah.
And this link will be in the show notes if you want to follow along with us. Mm-hmm. All right. In at number 9.
Well, actually, first off, will you watch it? Will you watch it?
I like the screen grab. The thumbnail looks interesting.
Yeah.
I know you will watch it based on this thumbnail.
I'll definitely watch it. It looks funny.
Let me just go to my anime list right now because I always say that. And then, so I'm going to go to my anime list right now and then.
Just add it in. Yeah, might as well.
So yeah, I'll add it to my anime list and see if I get to it. There's so much anime to watch. In at number 9, Solo, this is your favorite anime, so do you want to introduce it?
Dragon Ball Daima.
Say it loud.
Dragon Ball Daima is at number 9. So this is. I'm not sure if the episode that we did is going to come out before this or after this.
Probably before.
Okay, cool. So yeah. we've done a SSR on Dragon Ball Daima. And so this is based on Akira Toriyama. It's actually an original story done by him, and it just basically, I know people are rolling their eyes, me included, and it follows Goku and his friends who have been transformed into children. Yeah. I'm not watching this. I will watch it,
Toriyama, so don't worry about
that. I'm not watching it. It's fine. You can watch it, Ed, and you tell me if it's good.
I'll tell you, for sure.
I'll wait for the 4 out of 10 that you're going to give it. I think we'll give it like a 4.
I'll wait for it when it comes on terrestrial TV. Like a
you'll be waiting 25 years. Terrestrial TV. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. Nah, 2 minutes. The only way I watch it is if it's English dub. I ain't watching no sub of Dragon Ball. I can't do it.
To be fair, actually, if I'm watching Dragon Ball Z, I want it dubbed. It's just, again, it's just too much nostalgia.
It's what we grew up with.
And it's not, again, dub is not even a bad thing, to be honest. So
no, it's not. Yeah. All right, so in at number 8, we'll alternate solo, so you can go for 7.
Okay.
In at number 8 is Tower of God Season 2. You've seen Tower of God Season 1, right? You've read the manga?
I've read it. I stopped reading Tower of God just because there was other things that I wanted to read. I haven't watched the anime, and I don't think I'm going to watch the anime. If I see that it gets, I want to read the manga, the webtoon first, and just kind of get hooked onto that first before I make any decision to watch the anime. But yeah,
gotcha.
I'm gonna hear good things about it. Solo Leveling is what I'm more interested in, which I'm sure is gonna be on this list. If not, I'll be very surprised. But yeah, Tower of God. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Nah, I've never seen it.
Did you watch season one?
Nah, didn't watch it. I watched God of High School, but not Tower of God. Should I?
No, I think there's other things I would rather watch first. I'm not saying that it's like
I'll watch
bad,
Life as a Slime,
but there's like
first,
other
yeah.
things that I would think I would say watch first. I wouldn't want you to add this to your list and you've got other things that I think are better deserving of your time.
Okay. All right. Solo has spoken.
Yes, I have. Sorry. Sorry. Okay, number 7. I'm laughing because this was an answer to a question that I got wrong in one of our fact or fiction. So number 7 is Black Butler Public School Edition. So
I've never seen Black Butler.
But apparently it involves somebody who sold their soul to the devil or something like that, or demon. I remember that was the question.
We always said about anime and demons and devils, man. God damn.
There we go. But this one is, after more than 6 years, A new anime season of Black Butler is coming in April 2024, and this season will cover the public school arc from the manga. It takes place in Weston College, Great Britain's most prestigious public school. So, I mean, I know nothing about Black Butler, so I'm not going to...
Will you watch it, though? No. I'm not going to watch it, no. To be honest.
But I know that Black Butler is... So there's a... you know the person on Trash Taste, Connor? Or from Trash Taste, it's the thing, it's like Sea Dog, I think is his YouTube name. He gained a lot of prominence earlier on in his YouTube career by doing like voiceovers for Black Butler.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's
a voice actor.
Yeah. He's a voice actor. I've watched a couple of his videos. Oh, I've watched a lot of Trash Taste videos because they're pretty good. But I've watched some of Connor's videos, and sometimes he does like, I've watched some of his Black Butler videos, and they kind of like, he calls up some of his fans pretending to be Black Butler, the character of Black Butler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But no, I will not be watching Black Butler or Black Butler Public School. I'm not going to watch it.
Or Black Public University or Black Butler. I can't say Black Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically no no spin-off, no edition, no remake, nothing to do with Black Butler. Next one. I don't know if I should give you this to you since you love this anime so much, but I'm going to take it.
Go for it.
Haiku Movie Battle of the Garbage Dump. Okay, the name could be much better. But saying that, I'm so glad because I really enjoyed Haiku.
I love sports anime anyway.
And you know what? I'm so happy because I was the one who told Solo about Haiku and, you know, sports anime in general.
You did?
This is no bragging or anything, but I'm just happy that, you know, we could share it.
It's factual.
Because I know he wasn't into it much. So you still have to get, you're still yet to finish Hajime no Ippo, but you're enjoying that.
Yeah, I am enjoying it. But honestly, you're not bragging. It's factual. Before you recommend it to me, you've been saying, banging on about two anime to me. Ghost in the Shell was number one. And then sports anime was number, sports anime in general as a genre, you're telling me, and you're saying, okay, start off, you were trying to push me onto Hajime, which I did. But you said no, just get into sports anime in general. But no, Haiku Haiku is so damn good. I don't care. I love it. I think one of our friends, I think it was from Anime Freshman, he did a cosplay of a Haiku character actually.
Yes, Peter.
Shout out Peter. He did a podcast play and he dyed his hair and everything. It was pretty cool. I mean, I don't have any hair to dye, so if they have a bold character, I might do that one. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch this. The movie, it's a movie, so I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Oh yeah, I mean, you were gonna watch it in a series anyway.
Regardless of what it is, I'll watch it. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm gonna watch it.
All right, I haven't seen number five, so I'm interested. Solo, let me know.
Well, interesting, because you have seen it. Number five is Bleach. Thousand-Year Blood War, The Conflict. So the final arc of the shonen classic Bleach has already released its first two parts, and the third will debut in 2024. And so this is the highly anticipated fight between the main villain, the Squad Zero captain, whatever his name is, Yuach. I'll just call him Wachi. Anyway, Yuach and the Squad Zero's captain, Ichibe. So yeah, okay. And I didn't know this, the Thousand Year Blood War will have four parts in total. So this is the third one, and they're going to do one more after this as well.
Do you know what? I know I've made a lot of fun about, you know, Bleach and so on and so forth. I've thoroughly enjoyed the beginning of Blood War. It gives me those old Bleach vibes.
I forgot the Ichigo theme tune is good.
Yeah,
Aizen's is even better.
Yeah. Aizen's different. They're different, but yeah, the whole soundtrack is
the whole soundtrack. Bleach has got the best OST in general. Full stop.
We need to do an episode about that. I'm not too sure if I just want to say, we say that a lot, but have we really?
What other really anime has got good? It? So
again, Hunter x Hunter has got good OST, man.
OST. So OST people, we're not including entrances and the
No. Just original soundtrack.
Just the soundtrack that's used within the actual TV show itself, within the show itself.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Come on. Yeah, Attack on Titan is good, but you can't tell me that it's better than Bleach.
Is it because of nostalgia, though?
No, it's not. It's just a vibe. It's a vibe. You take a big Ichigo's theme.
I'm not saying it's not. Look, excellent. Right now, I agree with you, but I'm just trying to be a bit more, I guess, contrarian in the sense where, is there something that rivals it or comes close?
I think so. And the I'm reason just why I don't
thinking
think it,
right now.
So this is my reason. Like, we'll go into this very quickly. With things like Attack on Titan, you're right. Some of those soundtracks are fantastic. Like you hear the music, you're like,
yep,
it's about to go down.
Yeah,
it's about to go down. But in terms of variation and multiple soundtracks like that, I don't think anything comes close. Like even the Vizard soundtrack. Come on.
But I told you it was based on Spanish music.
Yeah, Spanish music. And then you got the and all the music in Hugo Mundo. It's like, It's good.
But I'm trying to see if I can find one as good or even better.
And then you can,
but yeah, we'll do an episode.
One Piece, but then One Piece, they do the same. It's impactful, but it's the same ones.
Then you have your that's when Luffy's about to charge.
No, that's when he's walking.
They all walking in the line.
Just walking. It's like, come on, okay, you're playing the same way. Walking was the villain.
That's true. It's very much the same. And you know what? That's a shame. That's a critique on One Piece because the amount of different places they've gone to, they could definitely have like different music. Yeah. Again, it's a minor one, but you know, we'll be in anime snobs, then yeah. All right, into number four. Okay. My Hero Academia 7.
We've spoken about this recently, right?
So yeah, we have. The last episode I watched is Miss America coming to save Japan or whatever it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds regarding season 7. So I'm excited for that.
I'm going to watch it.
You're not going to watch it?
I am. I'm definitely
going to watch it. Oh, you are. You read the manga, so you're aware of what's happening right now. So
it's good, but I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. We don't need to explain My Hero Academia. If you don't know, go watch it.
It's good.
All right.
So number three is Oshinoko season 2. Now,
no idea.
Never.
Oh, is this the music anime?
It's
the music one.
Okay, interesting. We both haven't heard of it, but listen to this. So Oshinoko anime debuted in spring of 2023. And took the internet by storm.
Yep, I've mentioned this on that podcast, actually.
The story introduces a famous idol, Ai, who is murdered by one of our psychotic stalkers. However, as the plot unfolds, we realize that a mastermind planned the murder.
That sounds right up your street, Solo.
I know, but I'm not interested.
Not interested.
I mean, I get it, but I'm just not interested. I think this is the one you said. I'm just not interested in the setting of it. Like this, I would imagine being better as a live action.
Yes. You know what also I think would be better? Actually, maybe not. Although I see it as a live action, Beastars. I couldn't get into it. But yeah, I don't. Maybe not a live action, given that.
Beastars, I've said this on another episode. Beastars just reminds me of Zootopia.
Yeah.
And Zootopia is fantastic. Like, I really like Zootopia.
But I prefer the style of animation in Zootopia to Beastars.
Which is fair. And I think Zootopia, and it's just a show. Animals, carnivals, and herbivores. Mm-hmm. But then when you're paying attention as an adult, you actually can understand some of the underlying things they're talking about around prejudice and racism.
Ooh.
And it's all quite apparent, actually. In terms,
I was waiting for one more ooh, but okay.
No, it's fine. Just those prejudice. Two are, they're big enough.
they're discrimination. Big
enough. Yeah. All
ostracization.
Yes, all of that. All of that segregation as well. Oof,
yeah. All the shuns.
All the shuns and all the isms. But yeah, it kind of alludes to some of those things and how damaging and harmful those things are. So all of a sudden, a carnivore goes on a bus and then a herbivore pulls their bag and child away from them because they assume that person is going to be violent and going to be is going to cause trouble, when in reality they're just trying to get from A to B. And then you compare that to various different types of people who have been ostracized and felt a particular way. And so that, I love Zootopia. Zootopia is fantastic. And Beastars also touches on on the face of it, similar things. But I prefer Zootopia anyway, personally. I think Zootopia is better than Beastars.
I mean, yeah. One's a movie, one's a series. But I see what you're saying. Next one, in at number two, is his namesake, Solo Leveling. Which I'm not surprised this is on there. I've seen Solo Leveling everywhere. I heard about Solo Leveling. I think when I was watching Roger's Base, because I know he does like manga reads.
Yeah,
of
same here. It was Roger's Base. There's another person called King of Lightning that does Solo Leveling reviews. Both of them, yeah.
And they all love it and say highly great things about it. So I'm so excited to watch this. I'm definitely going to put this up my list in terms of anime to watch, because I've heard such great things about it. And for those who don't know, it's based on a manhwa of the same name. The Solo Leveling anime adaptation will debut on January 7th, so early.
Okay.
The story is set in a world connected with the realm of magic and monsters, where humans gained supernatural abilities about 10 years ago. I won't go into more than that because it then starts spoiling things, but it looks interesting. I've watched the trailer. I enjoyed the trailer. Mm-hmm. And again, I've heard great things about the manga. Always, we know that not necessarily a manga does not always translate to a good anime. But I'm hoping that they do it justice. It'll be interesting to see what people who read the anime, because I find that sometimes people who read the manga are not always happy with the anime because it misses out maybe some important parts, or, you know, quickly, you know, goes over some important parts which perhaps are more covered in depth in the manga. So it'll be interesting to see what the manga readers' take is on the anime adaptation.
The anime adaptation. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll be watching that for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching it. I'll definitely be watching it. I'm very interested to see how, because they've got some incredible in the manhwa. There's some incredible panels, some beautiful panels. So I'm wondering to see how they're animated. And obviously, a lot of those ones are, they've got some color panels in general, just manhwa in general. So I'm very interested to see what they look like, because that means a lot more direction that the animators can go on. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay, number one.
I'm not gonna look. So you say.
Okay, cool.
Nope.
It is.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
Oh,
is it One Piece?
Michael Jackson is returning.
Oh, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is number one. Demon Slayer. So Demon Slayer, this is the
Shimon.
The next season is adapting the Hashira arc. Which is the last arc before the final war arc, and is just busted up in the background. But
we need to stop there. The fact that he says Michael Jackson, and I know what that is.
I told you, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
I like what you did there. It's dangerous. Dangerous album. Great album, Michael Jackson. You could say.
It's dangerous.
Oh my gosh. No gray areas here. It's black or white.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. No, come on. Be careful.
I love the way Solar Moon walked into that one.
Sorry, man. Yeah, exactly. Just remember the time when we just spoke about it normally.
Okay? Ooh, just remember. Come on. Okay. Ah, good one. I like that. Slick.
To be fair, that first season, it gave me butterflies. It did give me butterflies.
Demon Slayer?
Yeah, it did give me butterflies. Nah, you didn't catch it. There's another one, not Butterflies by Michael Jackson.
I missed that one.
It happens. I remember, although we get so annoyed by Zenitsu, because I know Zenitsu is always sees, why are we so annoyed with that girl again?
Because you don't like his human nature.
No, the pretty young thing that
you didn't get my human nature, though. You didn't get my human nature.
No, look. But look, it's still Earth Song, so it doesn't matter.
That was a terrible transition. Earth Song. You could say it's a thriller. You know? It's a shame that we don't know if Nezuko is okay or not, but we'll see.
It's not. Who cares? Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's no who cares. She ain't gonna rock my world anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh! That was a good one. That was brilliant.
Oh, good.
It's a shame that they don't really care about us in Solo. I swear we could go all day.
We could keep going.
Michael Jackson had bangers, you know.
He had hits.
Oh gosh. I just see this Demon Slayer just look in the mirror and say, "That's not the man in the mirror. Change my ways."
Oh gosh.
I like your "Remember the Time" and the "Rock My World." That was probably one of the best transitions you did in terms of weaving that in. those were good.
I like the PYT. Those were good. I like my pretty young thing.
Oh yeah, PYT. Yeah. And the butterflies was good. I didn't catch that one. That was good. I thought we had stopped. That's why. But yeah, the butterflies. That was good.
We can't be trusted.
By the way, these are all, if you haven't caught on, these are all Michael Jackson singles. So Butterflies, Earth Song, Thriller, Rock My World. These are all Michael Jackson songs. Touching down across the ocean. That's my favorite Michael Jackson song, you know, Human Nature. But anyway.
Anyway, I mean, Demon Slayer is just bad, so I don't like it. I'll stop. Just leave me alone.
He's actually still going.
I can't. I need to stop.
Are you on like Michael Jackson's discography?
Do you know, so fun fact, my dad growing up used to blare out Michael Jackson in the mornings.
So
we had the Thriller album. I used to just look at the back and just listen to it. You know how thing we had CDs and you had the album covers? I think listening to music was a better experience back then because it wasn't so immediate. You had to like go to the CD case, pick the CD you want, find the right track, and then sit down and listen to it. Rather than just click on Spotify, there, done. Listen to one song. Go to Spotify, go to radio, and then you just got a rotating thing. So, And you had to be certain if you're going to. They're aging ourselves, but if you had a CD, like a disc, like a Walkman, you had to be certain, and you're going out somewhere, you had to be certain, what am I going to listen to? Because I'm not taking a bunch of CDs.
Oh, absolutely.
So, anyway. But. The final one.
Let's just beat it.
I knew he was waiting for it. He was looking for one. He didn't want it to finish.
I was waiting for you to use that for ages.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just beat it and move on, you know. You know now, what? The problem is, Solo just can't stop till he gets enough.
He's got the discovery in front of him. He's like, I saw his face looking down. Like he was Googling. He wants to keep going.
These are bangers, though. But yeah. You know what, Solo? The problem is I'm a smooth criminal. That's why.
You're not smooth.
Anyway, let's start. I think it's getting a bit OTT now. let's finish there, you know.
Number one was Demon Slayer, the Hashira arc, the final arc before the last arc before the final war. That's been animated. That comes out in 2024. And you know what? I will watch Demon Slayer again when it's all wrapped up and finished. Because I think I've watched season one. I've watched season two.
Okay.
Watched the film, which is obviously like basically season two, but a little bit extra. But I have not watched season three. I have not, and I haven't watched anything from season three onwards. And I'm not particularly interested in watching it, to be honest. I'm not interested in watching it, and I'm not interested in reading it, which is a far cry from when season one came out. Because season one was okay, it was more than okay. It was pretty good. Yep. I know I liked it more than you did, Ed, but still, like I don't think now. Yeah, I'm not interested in it. So I think I will watch it, but I think I will wait.
Yeah,
I'll wait till it's finished, and then I'll sit down and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know how this is number. I get it. I don't. Is it just me? I mean, the fandom around Demon Slayer is
huge,
crazy.
Like, come on, we know this.
Actually,
we know this.
It's
we know
huge.
This. It's big. It's big.
I know that, but I just don't understand Solo. Like, Mexico could do no wrong. Like, what is going on here, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
I don't know. I mean, like,
Mexico's out here healing the world and everything.
Stop it. You're still
No, but seriously, she's healing everyone. Honestly,
it's because she was she was caught in the snow like Siberian girl. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
But it was. It's more Liberian girl, not Siberian.
Yeah,
but,
thank
you. Know,
yeah.
It was funny though, but you know, you gotta get it right. But yeah, I am
gotta get it right. But no, I'm not.
You gotta
no
get it right. But still, I just don't understand.
You know, I think it's big. It's big. Like it's. So we know that Demon Slayer is a massive following. They're hugely popular. I think they've got very easy to like characters. I think they've got very easy to like characters.
True.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of the characters, but the only character I dislike is Zenitsu. That's the only character I dislike, because I think I put Zenitsu
because he whines so much.
I put him as the same camp as Meliodas. He's that type of character. He's that type of dislike to me. They're not similar, but in terms of the level of dislike, they're not similar at all. But just in terms of the level, I hold them in the same. Get out of here, man. I don't like you guys. But apart from that, easy characters, people like the cosplay. I think it's probably got the best cosplay options of the new. And actually, you know what? That's probably a big part in terms of the cons and cosplay. Demon Slayer has, of all the new gen, has the best cosplay opportunities.
Okay, yeah.
Cosplay opportunities. In terms of the character designs, they're so much more interesting than Attack on Titan, which is basically just army fatigues. It's so much more interesting than JJK, which is just suits and school outfits. It's so much more interesting than Fire Force, which is just a fireman's outfit. It's so much so like it's then with Demon Slayer, you've got that opportunity to kind of
wait. Did you say Demon Slayer is more interested than Fire Force?
More interest, the cosplay opportunities, the costume designs are better.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
So if you think about it, if I'm looking to cosplay. Think about it in terms of variation. If we're all gonna go as like the Hashira, and you get 10 people,
true.
Everyone is gonna go with something different design. They're gonna look cool. They look different. They're gonna stand out. We decide to go with the class in JJK. We're all doing the same thing. We're wearing dark blue school outfits. One person's wearing a red hood. One person's going topless with a top knot. Like, there's not really much to it. And then if we all decide to do it, it's the scout regiment. we're all gonna do the exact same thing, you know. So that's kind of what I mean by that. So I can see why when we went to a con a few years ago and we were like shocked at how much Demon Slayer cosplayers there were. When I think back and I look at Demon Slayer and the costume and character designs, it makes sense to me.
No, you're right. When you say that point and put it that way, you're right. So, sorry, just going back. So you don't like Meliodas, and no. You don't like Zenitsu. Do you like Armin?
Yeah, you know Armin.
Okay,
Armin.
You don't like Armin.
Yeah. No, I like Armin. I do like Armin.
Okay, fine. I was just thinking, is there a blonde theme going on here?
But No.
Because you didn't like Bakugo at one point, you know. I'm just joking, to be honest. I was just trying to stir the pot.
He's like we've said before, he's just annoying.
Well, thank you so much everyone for listening to the podcast. This podcast has been a bit off the wall, I would say.
Look, the last 20 minutes, Ed has been looking at his phone, memorizing the Michael Jackson song.
I actually like Off the Wall.
So you can throw him in here.
Now, you know, I started off without looking, and then I still haven't started looking.
Now you're looking because you like it too much.
Are you serious?
I haven't looked.
You haven't looked?
Nope.
Haven't you? Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess
it's Michael Jackson. We all like Michael Jackson. He's got
I know, but just to mind, you know, like you said PYT, right?
I did say PYT.
Yeah, fine. No one said wanna be starting something. Do you wanna be starting something, Solo?
Nah, not really. No, I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm not really. It was gonna be quite dark if I said it actually. I don't want to start anything.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna incorporate something. I was like, that's too dark. That was Mr. Shadow coming out.
All right.
Roll this back in, Mr. Shadow.
You're gonna have to tell me after what the song is. It a song name though?
Yeah, it's a song name. It's a song name.
What's a dark song name from Michael Jackson? But anyway. We'll have to find out. But anyway, if you've been rocking with us, because we want to rock with you, then please, that was the last one, I promise. That was the last one.
I already did it, so it's okay.
No, oh, you did Rock With You, did you?
I did You Rock My World.
Yeah, you didn't do Rock With You.
Okay, fine.
Rock With You.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. If we made you smile, we made you laugh, you know what to do. It's as simple as ABC.
Yes.
You just go to...
we're going Jackson 5 now, yeah? Hey!
Simple as ABC.
Oh, that was good. I like that. He's going Jackson 5 now. Okay.
You know what to do.
Simple as ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. Tell them, Solo.
Wherever you listen to our podcast, be it Spotify, be it Apple Podcasts, rate us 5-star. 5-star. That's what you do. Listen to your subconscious. You can also, if you want to leave us a voice note, go to our website, Super Anime Podcast with 3 U's. Go to the bottom right-hand corner, hit the orange mic, and leave us a 2-minute review. Leave us a 2-minute voice note. Even sing Michael Jackson for 2 minutes. It's up to you. You can hit us up on TikTok, Threads, Instagram. We are there. And last but not least, Discord. Hit us up on Discord. You know what to do. Super Lights Assemble. We are there. Enjoy.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, Solo. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the podcast up to this point. We really, really appreciate it. Whether this is your first time, your 100th time, your 200th time, thank you so much for rocking with us. And that was not meant to be a Michael Jackson reference. I truly am really grateful for everyone in terms of being with us. It has been a thriller. Okay, I need to stop this. It's too...
Stop.
It's too addictive, but stop it. I need to stop this. But I will stop it, you know. I need to beat it out of my system. Stop it.
Anyway, listeners, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I'm on to a new one. I'm on a dilemma. Let's get into Nelly ones.
Thank you very much. We don't want things to start getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. So
we want to just relax, okay? We want to relax. We don't, you know, okay? We don't want any tips. We don't want any drills.
There's some country like grammar going on here. No, okay. But thank you so much for 2023. We want 2024 to be even better, so please help us. Hopefully we can continue to make you laugh, smile, educate, and be entertained. Until then, have a great year and peace.